you know what, when I begin to see, as every other Marylander, I'm sure, everyday dreams of prosperity, dreams of economic freedoms, dreams of social freedoms, when I begin to see those freedoms that we consider the American dream begin to slip away more and more and more from everyday people, I can't help but get involved. I mean, you outline well. I'm a Marine officer. I fight for this country. I swore to defend this country against every enemy, foreign and domestic. And that means enemies to freedom, not just enemies of our country. And here in the state of Maryland, we are losing economic freedom. We've been taxed 70 times in the past 7.5, 8 years. We are the third worst state in the country when it comes to a business-friendly environment. We've lost 33% of our jobs, 33% of our jobs since 2001, 2002. What that tells me is that's less people employed. We have at 7.5%, we are double the unemployment levels we had from when this administration took over 8 years ago. We have a problem. And as a Marine officer, as a businessman, an executive for 16 years, a father of four daughters, I can't sit back and continue to see the same things over and over without wanting to do something about them. I'm running, sir, to restore the economic freedoms and bring the dream of America, which is called the greatest of American freedom, to bring it back.
Apart from repealing all of those tax increases, which I would imagine you'd want to do, how else do you reach those goals?
We've got to, number one, reduce regulation and stop the regulation that's coming from individuals in the government, agencies within our government that bottom line have no experience in the industry they're attempting to regulate. Anything and everything that keeps a business owner from being able to hire their employees, support their employees with better wages, provide for them benefits, we have to attack that and attack it head on. We have to convince the Maryland population, not convince, but simply raise awareness to how economic freedom can be brought even into their personal living rooms to make them more successful. We're absolutely going to have to create a better environment for everyday citizens that enables them to get jobs. And that means partnerships with corporations, enterprises, to bring those jobs and businesses back here to our state. One thing we'd like to do in terms of education, which we believe will help every plan and item I outlined earlier, is create internships in the high schools. We need high school seniors that maybe won't want to go to college, but at least get experience in businesses, manufacturing jobs, nanotechnology, et cetera. And that will enable them, once they graduate from high school, to get a job right off the bat and not have to wait to go through college if they don't want to, and basically begin to realize the American dream as early as 18 years old, the way it used to be as I was growing up. Again, my goal is to make sure we bring Maryland back to where things were when I grew up, where opportunity was there for everyone.
There are already programs in the schools like that, which gives high school students job training, job experience. I mean, isn't that something that's already in place?
No, actually not to the extent that it needs to be. There are very little, any business clubs in schools. There are very little partnerships between businesses and high schools. So those business clubs and entrepreneurial activities can actually go on. Not to the extent we need to. I take my hat off, for example, to Pipefitters Union that allow for high school seniors, once they graduate, to come into their program, believe it or not, for get job training, and they're guaranteed a job that provides for them compensation to take care of their families, even at the age of 19, 20 years old. We need that across the board in every school, and principally in Prince George's, Baltimore City, and Montgomery County.
What do you bring to the table that the other Republican candidates do not?
Oh, what a great question. Bottom line, 33 years of collective experience. I don't like talking about myself a lot, but this has to be noted. There's not a single person running for governor, Republican or Democrat, that has more leadership experience than I do. 16 years of leading some of the most stubborn men and women in America, United States Marines. 17 years as a business executive, 9 of which was Cintas Corporation, a Fortune 500 company. I'm GM and CEO of my own location right here in Landover, Maryland. The business and executive experience, plus I've started 2 businesses, 1 nonprofit, 1 for-profit business, and I've been an elected official in Charles County for 4 years. I have more leadership experience and know-how, not just with balancing budgets, but also returning money in the form of dividends to my investors. I don't believe that a governor's job is just stops at balancing a budget. We need to send refund checks home, their money back to them that we don't use, and not just keep them for other pet projects, to really show Mariners that this is absolutely their money. Bottom line, we have the most experience than anyone in the race.
What does it take for a Republican? You've seen the voter registration figures. You know where the population is. What does it take for a Republican to win the governor's mansion?
Well, when it comes to our team, I know specific numbers. We need 35% of the vote in Prince George's County, Baltimore County, and Montgomery County, and we can absolutely do that. Yes, and voter registration, and it is true. Democrat registration outnumbers Republicans 2-1, but Democrats are tired of business as usual. They know that every income problem we have, the fact that our budget depends upon one quarter, 25% of our budget depends upon a $9 billion stimulus and grant from the federal government. They understand unemployment is 7.5%, that we do not have a balanced budget, but rather we run a structural deficit in this state of over $9 billion. So Democrats, as well as independents, are tired of the way things are going in Maryland. They're tired of this current administration. We believe we're not just going to win 35% in those counties in Baltimore City. We may very well win the counties in Baltimore City.
I understand that Blaine Young, who was a potential candidate for governor, endorsed you a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean for your campaign? I mean, what did that mean, getting his endorsement?
Well, you know what, it meant a lot. Blaine was the front runner at the time and fundraising. He had outraised every other Republican announced candidate for governor up until that point. And for him to say, you know what, we've looked at the polls, we've sent out flyers, we've sent out mailings, and we keep seeing the same thing, that our team believes Charles Lawler has the best chance of winning in a Republican primary and general elections. It means a lot to us, but it speaks more to the wisdom and the humility and the servant attitude of Blaine Young. He's concerned about the state. He's concerned about his country. Like me, he's a business owner. He runs Yellow Taxi in Frederick County. He's not just a political leader as the chairman of the commission board out there. He understands what it takes to achieve the American dream. And for him to say, you know what, Charles, I agree with what you're doing. We want to get behind you, and to endorse us and become part of our campaign, hey, it means an awful lot. I just think it speaks volumes to the kind of character Blaine Young has.